We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
As you're making your way back to your seat, you can go ahead, find it. That was something that back years ago, like five years ago, pre-COVID, remember, that's something you could do all the time. We did it all the time. I remember down, I used to play with that. Y'all have never seen me with that kind of fun, being able to play with people with that, but I used to do it all the time. But COVID, 5 years ago, like literally right now, today, I think it was today, 5 years ago, Wendy and I started walking and doing in the yard, just walking all the time, exercising, doing all that, because we got locked down due to COVID. And COVID was something that we all remember, and it was something that we all went through together. We had to go through it. And looking back, it was hard. It was hard. We lost people. We lost family members. We lost freedoms. We lost lots of things. I could stand that. Wait, what was it? What did Fauci tell us that day? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could stand this close to Casey. Remember that? That's how far it was. Couldn't shake hands. I still have. Even today, people walk in, they don't want to shake hands. They want to fist bump. They want to walk around me or whatever, all because of a germ or something. Even though you're sitting right beside each other now, it's kind of crazy. But we all had to go through that. And this morning, that's what we're talking about. Not COVID, but we're talking about having to go through it. This past week, all we watched for an entire week was the bad weather that was coming this weekend, how it was just lining up. The heat was lining up. The tornado potential. It was just off the chart. We talked about it around here. We talked about it at work, at school, in different places, how bad the weather was and getting ready. And then yesterday we sort of hunkered down and we watched it all happen. Literally, we all was watching James Spann or somebody. We was watching them on our phone, whether we went to our safe spot or wherever you went to. We grabbed all of our stuff. I know my Adeline got everything that was ever important to her, like bags of stuff, and we took it down into the basement thing. I mean, we were ready to go, and then it moved by, and for those few moments in time, it was something we had to go through. And I was thinking this past week, with all the bad weather coming, or the potential of bad weather coming, and it did. Yes, we were spared. Others saw some really bad weather. And I was thinking about Sunday. I was thinking about this. And the Lord laid on my heart. It was like, you know, you just got to go through it. And that's what we're talking about today. You just got to go through it. Life is a series of just going through it. Every single one of us. Look over with me, and it comes in different lengths, different stages, different phases, different intensities. Look over Matthew chapter 3. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Even Jesus himself, here's a mountaintop experience. He is on the mountain. He's just been baptized. Notice this. In verse 16 of Matthew chapter 3, it says, after being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is an amazing moment. The pinnacle of Jesus' ministry, it is about to begin. 30 years of life, he is baptized, and the ministry is about to begin. But notice chapter 4, verse 1. Notice what happens. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Guys, I don't understand it, but we got to go through it. It don't make sense. But we got to get through it. It's not, it, There's no rhyme or reason to it, but we have to get through it somehow. And notice this, notice when this happens. Jesus, after 40 days of fasting and 40 nights, he then became hungry, and the tempter came to him and said, "If you're the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into a high holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." And Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, "All these things I will give to you if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and began to minister to him. Even Jesus had to go through it. Guys, I'm about to talk for 25 minutes, and that's the only point I'm going to make, is that you and I have got to get through it. And sometimes it won't make sense. That makes no sense. Jesus is God. Jesus has done kicked the devil out of heaven. He has done defeated him. He is victorious over him. And here Jesus at a mountaintop experience is led off. Notice who leads him. The Spirit leads Christ into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days. He got him down, he got him weak, and he became hungry and thirsty, and the devil came to him. It don't make sense. Life don't make sense, but we gotta go through it. Every one of us have experienced this. We've experienced pain, we've experienced cancers. Back in, 18? The entire year of 18, my family, breast cancer with Wendy. The entire year, it was a never-ending year for us. You got to go through it. Many of you understand what I'm talking about. Whether it's cancer or surgery, a short surgery or a long surgery. Think about it. Use some examples from Scripture. Take Noah, for example. The Bible tells us that Noah built the boat, and it took him almost anywhere from 75 to 100 years to build the boat. It had never rained before, guys. It had never rained before. Nothing like this had ever happened. Can you imagine all that must have been said about Noah for all those years? I'm not talking about for a few weeks. I'm not talking about for a term. I'm talking about for tens of year after year. Can you imagine Noah walking into the hardware store? Can you imagine, "Hey, I'm back down here and I need some more nails." You fool. You idiot. You're every name under the sun he experienced. And yet he kept building. And then eight of them, remember the story, eight of them got into the ark, and for 40 days and for 40 nights it rained. And then all that time for the rain to recede, and they were the only ones to survive. Sometimes it's a long time. Sometimes it's overnight. Remember Daniel in the lion's den? Remember that? Daniel had to go in. He would not bow the knee. He had to go in. They threw him in the lion's den, and all night long he sat in the lion's den, and the lion stayed content. But he had to go through it. This week I thought about this morning, and the Spirit of God just laid on my heart that this church, individuals, we as a body, we just have to. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's not a because. We studied Job. Remember Job? Job wasn't doing anything wrong. Job didn't ask for that. It wasn't like he was off doing something to deserve it. He just was living life. And it happened. But he had to go through it. Daniel had to go through that night. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to go through the fire. But now remember, they only jumped into the fire for a little bit. King comes through and said, "Didn't I put three men in and I see four? They were only in the fire for a moment. Jonah was in the belly of the whale. How long? 3 days. Sometimes it's a short period of time. Sometimes it's a long period of time. But guys, we have to go through it. And there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it, even though it don't make sense. James, look at James 1. Look at James 1. James chapter 1 tells us this. This is it. And here's the deal. Here's how it works. Think about your past. Everything I'm saying is true for every single one of us in this room in the past. And the past is an indicator of what's to come. It may not be exactly what's to come, but it's going to come. Something's coming. It's happened in the past, right? Life's happened. We've had relationship problems. We've had financial problems. We've had health problems. Surgeries, shoulders and knees and hips. And I mean, just imagine all the stuff you go through. Women, childbirth. You got to go through it. And it's like, are you kidding me? But you get to the other side, it's like, wow. Then you get to deal with us. That's a joke. Here's the deal. Life's hard. And I'm talking for Shannon, I'm talking for PICU. But we got to go through it. And we've already been through all of this. Somebody afterwards was talking about first service. They come up and we was having a conversation about 9/11. Remember that? Some of you don't. Remember that? That was like pre-you. We're talking forever ago, back when we was like walking up hills both ways to school and all in the snow. That was when 9/11 happened, forever ago. It was all black and white. But we had to get through it. And guys, here's the thing. We think about how we got through it in the past. Think about our words we said, our attitudes we had, how we acted. We're a believer. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. And we long to see him face to face, but until then, life is going to continue to come our way. And sometimes there's short stints, maybe a quick surgery to where you're in there out for maybe 10, 15 minutes and they fix you. And sometimes it's a prolonged, and sometimes it's really long. Bible says over in James chapter 1 to count it all joy when you face various trials. Don't make sense, but the Bible says to count it all joy. We lost two people in the state of Alabama last night, almost 20 total during this whole storm. That makes no sense. Why do people in Gordo, some of them got tore up? Why do people, some of them on Tierce Patton get knocked down? Why do some things get and some things don't? It don't make sense. But the Bible tells us to count it all joy when you face various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. God is molding us and making us and shaping us into exactly who he desires us to be. And he uses this thing called life. And sometimes it's short and sometimes it's long. And we have to get through it. Count it all joy when you face. Consider it all joy, my brother, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. God has a plan. Even though we don't see it, we have to go through it. When we're on the mountain, we don't realize it, but when we're in the valley, that's when we grow. When life hurts, there's not a one of you in this room that don't understand what I'm talking about when I say life hurts. And yet every one of us are thinking about something different, a different trigger. We all face it. Our kids, you see people be mean to your kids. You see your kids upset you. You see your parents. You see your coworkers. You see your classmates. You see life happens, relationships, finances, the world, the economy, the system. It's just craziness. And when you look back, how have you and I responded in the past? Woe is me. Here's one. And if anything, I thought about during Sunday school, if anything that we can get from this, I said earlier that I just want you to realize that we got to get through it and it don't make sense and it's okay. That was the three things I told the first service to write down on their paper. We got to get through it. It won't make sense and that's okay. But I think if there's one other thing we need to do to maybe a nugget that this group can have, first service, I didn't mention it, but guys, based on the past and knowing life is going to come in the future, we need to check ourselves. We need to check our hearts. Because here's what we do. Go with me. Go with me over to this. Go with me over to, this is where we were going. Go with me to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. We need to check ourselves. Because if we're not careful, we can be just like Peter in the middle of this storm. We can be like Peter in the middle of life. We can be like Peter when life happens. Here's the deal. When life happens to them and we're still on our mountain, that's what I'm saying. We got to be careful. Is when life is happening to those around us, even though it happened to us just the other day, and we're not going through it at the moment. We're living on the mountain. Notice this. Look at chapter 22, verse 31. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. The devil's come to me and he's asked for permission to tear you up, to rock your world. There's things coming at you that you do not have a clue. And I've prayed for you. Notice this, but I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Because Jesus already knows that, hey, you're going to fail miserably. You're going to fall flat on your face. But when you come back, my whole prayer in all this is that through it all, when you get through it, I pray that your faith stays strong. Notice what Peter says. But he said to him, Lord, with you I'm ready to go to both prison and to death. And he said, I say to you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you've denied me three times. Look over with real quick. Look over Matthew. Matthew chapter 26. Look at Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. Look at it. Same concept, same conversation, just a different author. Notice what it says. Then Jesus said to all of them, you will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd and the sheep and the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee. But Peter said to him, even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away. It ain't happening to Peter right now. Guys, if we're not careful, Jesus just said, hey, every one of y'all are going to fall away. And Peter's like, not me. They'll all fall, but not me. Check ourselves. Because here's the deal. I cannot, as simple as I understand it, as simple as I can explain it, when the package is delivered to us, whatever it is, whether it's death, cancer, sickness, loss, hurt, pick it. That package, when that package comes to me, how I respond matters. And also when that package comes to her, how I respond matters. Because here's what we're masters of. Playing Peter. Oh, I would never act like that. Oh, I would never respond like that. When history tells us exactly how we would respond. How do we respond? How do we respond? Guys, he got us through every one of those. And if history teaches us anything, if he's faithful, he's going to get us through all of these. And the purpose of these are to count it all joy when we face various trials, knowing the testing of our faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that we may be complete, lacking nothing. We know it's for our good. We know the pain is for our good. That don't make sense. We know the hurt is for our good. We know the loss is for our good. We know the disappointment is for our good. Are you kidding me? It don't make sense, and it's not supposed to. Do you think the Spirit of God leading the Son of God into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy of God makes sense? Don't supposed to. But how we respond matters. We know that it's for our good. We if we're not careful, we will be like him. Look, they'll all leave you. I will never act like that. If something happened to me, I would never act like that. Really? How did you act? How did you act? We got to guard ourselves. We're all susceptible. We're all right there. We're all Peters. I would never. And notice, keep reading. Jesus goes into the garden. Verse 36, then Jesus came with them into a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. And he went a little beyond them and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and he found them. Listen, after the speech we were just given by Peter, Peter should be on watch, shouldn't he? Peter should be sitting there with his sword ready to fight. But where is Peter? He's asleep. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, so you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Church, the flesh is weak. Our flesh is weak. We need Christ praying for us. Look, Satan has asked for permission to sift you like wheat. And I pray that your faith be strong. And when you turn and you come back, because you're going to fail miserably. Guys, we have it written. We have a choice. We don't have to. I said it. I don't know if I was in here or I said it out there. Sometimes the best thing to do is just keep your mouth shut. Check your mouth, check your swirl walk, check it, because we all got to go through it. They got to go through it. I got to go through it. You got to go through it. We all got to go through it. This thing called life, and it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's real, and it hurts. It makes no sense, and it's okay to make no sense, because God's got a plan for it, and it's to mold and conform and to make us into the image of his son. But while we are in it, maybe if we'll just remember that, you know, Jesus jumped in the boat one time in the middle of a storm and the guys were panicking, but where was Jesus? In the belly of the ship asleep. He's not shaken. Maybe we can remember the three men that were thrown in the fire. King comes and looks and says, I threw three in, but I see four, and one looks like the Son of God. He's right there with us. But we got to go through it. Life hurts. Life's hard. Life is heartbreaking. Yeah, we got the mountaintops. Yeah, we got the wonderful weeks at pick a park you like, Disney, Six Flags, pick a spot, the beach. But guess what? You have to come home. This week was great, but you got to come home and you got to face life and you got to go back to work and you got to go back to the dead, and the banks are going to continue to call and the doctor is going to continue to call and say, hey, I got some news, we need to talk. And there's none of us immune to that. But that's not fair. Why me? Woe is me. God, you forgot me. And all the other statements we've made. And yet, he was faithful. And he brought you to today. Which begs the question, how do we respond next time? We don't have to wallow. We don't have to, whoa. We don't have to. Some of them are short and some of them are long. It's coming. It's coming. It's different packages. It's different ways. It's different. Count it all joy when you face various trials. Most of us in this room dodged a bullet yesterday. Most of us in this room, whether you prepared or didn't prepare, whether you just said, hey, I've heard Span say that all the time. I mean, he just, woo, sky's falling. Sky's falling. He didn't earn it yesterday. Yeah, but if one of them things would have hit your house, you'd have been tickled. See what I mean? He's a high-paid idiot unless it would have hit your house. See my point? It's only a problem if it affects us. And if we're not careful, oh, they will all fall, but I'll never fall. Guys, we got to check ourselves. Got to check ourselves. Just God, help me. Stay humble. In the middle of the fire, stay humble. In the middle of the storm, stay humble. And God, even when it ain't my house, help me stay humble. Even when it ain't my problem, help me stay humble. You see? Because it's coming. And we got to go through it. And it could be, I don't know, burning a wart off, which burns for a minute. Or it could be a lot longer. It could be losing somebody, which burns forever until you meet them again. But we all go through it. Father God, help us. Why, Lord, were we reminded this today? Help us, God, stay humble. Help us keep our eyes fixed. Jesus, you went through it. We're going to go through it. Satan's our faith. God, give us greater faith. Right now, we pray as a body of believers, God, give us greater faith. Give us strong faith, Lord. Don't let us be arrogant. God, we don't want to be arrogant. We don't want to be prideful. We don't want to be boastful. We want to stay humble, and we want to walk in obedience. God, we're no better than anyone else. We're no worse than anybody else. We all go through life. One of these days we're going to see clearly. Till then, Lord, we look through a glass dimly. It's kind of cloudy. We don't understand it. It makes no sense. One of these days we'll be able to ask, and it'll all be clear, and you'll show that had to happen, and that and that and that and that and that and all that had to happen to make us into who you wanted us to be. But God, in the meantime, in the pain, and in the hurt, and in the discouragement, and in the help us, Lord, to stay faithful, stay on track. Keep loving you, keep serving you, keep following you, keep loving you. And help us to love others, God. Keep us humble. Check us. Check us. We're going to give you praise in Christ's name. Amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.